following audio was recorded on February 29th, 2016 at the Ambe Weston Inn restaurant in White Earth, Minnesota. Niji Radio had an opportunity to broadcast live from the restaurant on their last day serving the White Earth Reservation.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KKWE 89.9 FM. Niji Radio, currently 32 degrees and fair skies here at the studio. Let's go out to White Earth and visit Carly. She's at the restaurant with Jeff and Kathy here for their final day. Take it away, Carly.
Hey, thank you so much, Jordan. That is right. We are sitting with Jeff and Kathy Thompson and their daughter here at the Ambe Weston Inn in White Earth. And today is their last day in business, and it's a pretty sad day here on the reservation. And we have Kathy here sitting with us. Kathy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Originally from White Earth, been here all my life. Jeff could never get me to move off. I don't know. Just lived here all my life.
All your life, you were born and raised here?
Yep.
Okay.
I was told I was the last one in White Earth that was born here at the old clinic. All my family's here. Some are in different states and that, but pretty much all of them live in White Earth, surrounding area.
Sure. Have you always enjoyed cooking and serving people since you were little?
Yes, that's what my grandma did. My mother did. Mom's been at the school for 23 years, I think. My grandma was a cook in White Earth at the old RTC.
What's your mom and grandma's name?
Grace Jackson is my mom, and my grandma was Marciana Bevins. Called her Blinks.
Okay.
Yeah. So cooking runs in our family.
Sure. And you do a lot of cooking here. Does that mean that there's no cooking at your house, or do you cooking at your house as well?
No. Jeff knows how to cook now. Taught him well. So he makes dumplings, fry bread. He makes everything.
Nice.
Yeah, we've been together for 35 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. We got four kids, Crystal, Jeffrey, Carissa, and Desmond. And they all live close to home.
Sure. Do they help out here at the restaurant a lot?
Oh, yes. The boys helped when we were getting it started. They helped with the renovation, getting stuff going, putting sheetrock up, all that kind of stuff. The girls did all the tedious little things, did the running around and, you know, stuff like that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jeff? Where are you from?
I'm just south of town, about 10 miles from White Earth here. I kind of went to Richwood School when I was younger and went on to Bakke Church and then into Detroit Lakes School and left the school in there and kind of resided on the reservation all my life as a carpenter and a little bit of plumbing. And Kat got us started up here at the Ambe Weston Inn, and I didn't even know what Ambe Weston Inn meant.
What does it mean?
It actually means come in and eat. So, and I just like, wow, that's a really good name for the restaurant. I was really impressed. She knew that anyway.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Yeah. But working here and everything, and we both work outside of the place too, and you know, this is a really good place for the community, and kind of inspiring for the community because they never had a eating facility for a long period of time. So,
sure.
And yeah, Kathy had a really good idea on getting the place going and everything. So,
how long have you guys been going, Jeff?
We've been here for three years and 7 months, I guess, since we opened, but we actually had it remodeling for 1 year before we even opened the doors. So, and yeah, it's been a fast 3.5 years. Just unbelievable. Yeah.
Sure. And have you always been interested in owning a business?
Yeah, we're always interested in businesses, but this was Kathy's kind of goal to get her own little restaurant going. She was in a culinary license. She's got her own culinary. She went to school for it. She graduated out of Votech with her culinary license, and this was just something that she wanted to do on a part-time kind of thing, and boy, it went into a full-time thing this way. I mean,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, Kathy, what drives you to come to work every day? What gets you out of bed at 20 below just to come and make, you know, fry bread and food? It's a huge thing you do. So what brings you out of bed to come here and serve people?
The community. People like to come up here and gather and visit each other. Since we've been up here, we've met all kinds of different people from all over, from Alaska, Scandinavia, where Scotland. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. You know, we even had a chief up here. Where was he from?
Out of Canada.
And he really liked it. And those people really liked it. Basketball teams, you know, from different reservations coming up here, people from the cities, you know, they said they finally got a place to come and meet.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
It's a great place to come and gather and eat food. And
mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing that you cook here?
Fry bread.
All right. And everybody knows about your fry bread, Kathy. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of your fry bread?
Well, it was my grandma's recipe. And then it went to my mother, and then mother showed us how to do it. And we can't give that recipe out.
Has anybody ever offered to buy your recipe?
Yeah. Yes. Even chefs now want the recipe, and I was like, nope, you can't have the recipe.
Right. And even if they did have the recipe, they probably wouldn't prepare it right, because only you knew how to make your special fried bread.
It took me lots of practice, you know, to watch mom, watch grandma do it, and I finally got it down.
Do you have any tips for other fry bread makers out there?
Kneading. You got to knead it. Don't just mix it in the bowl. You got to knead it.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right on. So you guys have been here for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. What are your plans for the future now after you shut down and close the doors today? What's next for you guys?
Well, I accepted the job at the casino as buffet manager. I just want to focus on that. We got a little guy, and he's going to be going into sports next year, so we want to spend more time with him.
Sure, family's really important.
Yep. My family is everything, so if he wants to go to sports, we're going to go to the games, take him here and there, you know.
Sure. Definitely. So you guys have also been a big part of the powwow that's here in White Earth every summer. Are you guys continuing to do that, or what's the plan for the upcoming powwow?
The youngest girl wants to do that, so we'll help her as much as we can. You know, we've always backed our kids, and she wants to do it. We're going to help her.
So. That's great.
Yeah, it is busy up here during powwow time.
Oh, sure.
Especially if it's raining down there. They got some place to go, you know.
And good food?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So do you guys have any, like, memories that stick in your head from the past 3 years or even a powwow experience? Are there any, like, certain memories that are tied with the restaurant or the food that you serve?
Well, we had drum groups come up here, and there's one in particular, they came up and they all wanted their food on fry bread, like the burgers on fry bread. They had an Indian taco, and then they had soup and fry bread. And then all of a sudden, they were so full, and they ordered a couple more pieces of fry bread, and the guy was like, oh my God, I don't know if I could eat anymore. I mean, 3 pieces of fry bread, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Right on.
Yeah.
So what does it take to run a business like this? I mean, you guys are open, you know, majority of the year. I mean, what does it take?
Dedication. If you want something bad enough, you got to work for it.
I agree.
I mean, if you want it bad enough, you work for it and you keep going. And, you know, there's some days where you don't even want to get up and go, but you have to.
Sure.
Because you started it, now you got to finish it and keep going.
Right on. And it does help to have amazing family by your side.
Yes, yes. If it wasn't for my other half, there were some days I was just like, oh, I don't want to get up. And he was like, come on, we got to go.
Got to get that soup warmed up, mixed up.
Yeah. Come on, people are waiting for us. They want to eat, you know, and that's what kept me going.
That's great. Are there any other people here in the community or that has worked for you that has helped you guys succeed?
Oh, yes. We've had a lot of family. My nephew, for one, he's been with us since we opened Heaven. Yeah. Kenny Sullivan's been with us ever since. We call him Baby Bowen.
Okay. Is there a reason behind that? Or?
I don't know. His dad.
Okay.
We call him Big Bone and Little Bone.
Okay.
But he's been our number one cook.
Great.
You know, and he said once we're done here, he's done because he's going to retire.
Okay.
So.
What words of wisdom do you guys have to give our listeners after this experience here in the community?
Well, we're hoping that somebody else would get something going. You know, we got to keep our young people busy. We got to get them into stuff.
Yep.
You know, we got to keep them busy, and they can do it if they really, really try hard. You know, and they got to want to do it.
Right.
You know, they got to change that cycle of what they're doing right now and better themselves.
I agree. So, you know, recently, before you guys moved here, Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about the history of this building here?
Okay. Yeah, when we come here, I had a few of the elderly come in and said, this used to be a community center, and it was built in 1967. And when they walked in the front door, they would look to the right. Well, they used to have funerals here, so these guys were looking for the caskets on the right side of the door. And I was kind of like, oh, my gosh. Here they're looking into our dish room, and it's just like, wow. You know, it's really something to hear them say that. And, yeah, they used to have meetings here, town hall meetings, and other things going on. So, and then the school had it for 12 years, and they had classrooms in here, arcade downstairs. It was really nice for the students to break away from the school and come over here.
Sure.
And then it was shut down for a while. And then when we walked in, we pretty much gutted out the whole inside and started all over again and cleaned it up and put some new sheetrock in here, new flooring, and cedar on the walls. And Kat got all of her appliances put in here, and we noticed that the door wasn't big enough, so we had to remove the whole door.
Oh my.
To get some of her stuff in. And
wow.
And if anyone wanted the stuff, it still would have to remove the whole door. So, but we were able to save like all the building structure, two windows in the front of the building that have been here forever. And I also talked to there were three builders. It was Bush Warren, Danny Rosso, and old Roy Laddie that built the place. So,
in 1967?
Yeah, 1967. So that was inspiring because those guys were the carpenters in the area years ago, and they did a really good job. And the building's still here. So
yeah, it's a good building.
Yeah, really sturdy building.
You were talking about what you wanted to finish here.
Oh, yeah. When we first moved in here, Kat said, open the doors. We had nothing on the walls. There was some trim work that I wanted to finish, and I just, you know, get the things done around here, but we never had a chance to get that. We always been busy working with cooking and serving the community here. That now I'm going to actually finish out the trim work and get some of the stuff done and repaint it again, because 3.5 years is a lot to go, and just get it back into shape again where it should be. So
sure.
And a new roof on it too. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. So
you're giving back to the community and giving a great building for the future. You know?
Right.
I mean, do you guys hope to maybe reopen one day when things slow down, or pass it on to somebody? I mean, what are your plans?
We'd like to pass it on to our kids, but our kids actually are all working too. And I mean, once it's back into shape, it'll be still a nice building and everything. And we put all the new, everything's modern in here, all the furnaces and central air and three-phase electricity, and that's a big must. So, but the boss here, Kat, I'm not sure what she really wants to do. This is her dream and what she wants to do with the building. So,
kind of up in the air,
yeah. Here.
Up in the air?
Yeah. Not sure what we want to do with it. We've had a few offers already, and I don't know. We're still deciding if the kids want it, or, you know, I don't want to put all that burden on them, but if they want it, then they know they're going to have to work hard for it. We showed them what needs to be done, you know, when it needs to be done, and you got to be dedicated to it.
Sure. What kind of
actually rethinking about opening the doors when we remodel, or my dad remodels. I was thinking about actually taking over again because I've been doing the books lately. I've been doing all the management. And I was really thinking about it. Just hopefully, just give us some time.
Yeah.
You know, it might happen.
That's cool. The community will be really excited about that. So, yeah. For sure. Never know what the future is going to hold, but hopefully something good.
Exactly.
And she'd something be the only good. One that we would give the recipe to for fry bread.
Yeah, that is for sure. I do know that.
You're lucky girl, for sure. Yeah. Right on. So can you guys tell us how you think the restaurant has impacted the community here?
I think it's done good because it shows that you can do it. There's places, I mean, I tried for years to get on 59 for the business. I didn't think I'd have enough support being right in White Earth, but the people, you know, kind of proved me wrong, you know, that they would support us, and they did. And if it wasn't for their support, you know, we would have been closed a while ago.
Sure.
I don't know. It just seems like it's... They like to come up here, and, you know, they had some place to go.
Yeah.
You know, let's meet up at the restaurant.
We have comfort food here.
Yeah, yeah. And then when they had doctor's appointments or whatever, well, they would come up here and wait till their medicine was ready, or, you know, it was just some place to go other than sitting in their car.
Yeah. And fry bread is included, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have some words? Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah. Thank you all. We really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. And we love this community, so I'm almost kind of crying here for that.
This is a pretty sad day. You guys are... closing down here in about 12 minutes at 2 o'clock, is that right?
Oh, yes, because I got to get ready for work.
You're already at work, Kathy. Some more work. You are extremely, extremely hard worker, extremely dedicated to our community. We appreciate everything you guys have done for us. For Niji Radio itself, you're going to make me cry now. You have provided food for our volunteer meetings. A lot of our volunteers come just for your fry bread. Otherwise, I don't think they'd be helping out the station. So really, you've helped out the radio station in that way and aspect. I know you've provided meals to people that maybe can't afford it, that needed something in their stomach. You've been there for that. And provided, you know, a nice table, great hugs and laughter. I've seen people walk in and give you hugs today. I just want to say thank you from the community. You know, I don't want to speak for them, but you're wonderful people, and chimiigwech to you guys. Anything else?
Thank you. And my words of wisdom for everybody is, we will help you out if you want to start your own business. We know what's going on, you know, what you need to do. If you need any kind of help, myself will help you. My mom and dad, just ask us. We know what to do.
That sounds great. Obviously, you guys have been doing so well for all these years, and thanks again, you know, just great people.
You know, I want to thank the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. They're the ones that actually helped me with the loan, because I went to local people. I went to, I don't want to say what places, but they said the overhead would have been too high, but... after I did my, that business, I'm just lost for words right now. Business plan?
Yeah, plan.
Yeah. After I
proposal.
Did that. Yeah, after I did that, and I didn't really know how to do that because when I went to school, I didn't really study on that part of it. I did mostly the cooking part of it, and I didn't get into the financial part, so I was kind of lost there. And if it wasn't for the tribe, Minnesota Chippewa Tribe, helping me, and I think his name was David, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sorry if I forgot your name, but he's the one that really helped me up there.
Thank you.
And if it wasn't for them, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, you know, kind of pushing me.
Yep, helping guide you through the steps.
I thank them guys for it because they're the ones that helped me get the loan, what I needed to do, and kind of helped me through that.
That's great.
So I want to say me gooch to all them guys up there at the MTC.
That's wonderful.
And Niji Radio, because you guys announced it for me, and you got the word out, you know.
We try.
Word by mouth is great, and to have the radio station here is great.
Agreed. It's here for the community, just like you guys are, so it's great we can collaborate and do things together to help people. I mean, you fill tummies, and we fill their ears, so we all have jobs to do here, so... You guys are great. I know you're headed off to work here really quick.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome, and you guys, thank you so much for the great food.
Yes, we want to thank the community and everybody that came in and spread the word. Like the Williamses, I mean, I can't mention everybody, but when we first opened, they were like, you got to go try it, you got to go try it. You know, if it wasn't for the people that actually came in here and tried our food and then told their friends, because if you tell 10 friends, you know, that's how the word gets out.
That's true.
So I want to thank everybody for that.
So where can we send people nowadays for your fry bread? To your house? Yeah, you got a big enough kitchen for everybody?
No.
All right. Well, hopefully in the future, you know, the younger kids one day can try your fry bread again. We'll see what the future holds.
Yeah.
So your children have a big decision in their hands.
Yeah.
And
they're going to have to decide. And they know we'll help them.
That's great. And you do help a lot of people. So I want to say thanks again to you guys. And again, we are broadcasting live from, if you'd like to pronounce it properly, that'd be great, Kathy.
The Umbe Wiesenin Restaurant.
And what does that mean again?
Come in and eat.
People, many people have came in and eat and enjoyed your food.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And we're going to head back to the studio with Jodan. Thanks, Jodan.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Jeff and Kathy, for all of your service. Kathy, just keep a seat open for me at your table. Thank you.